Today's presentation is an encore.
Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission. On this edition of Witness Wednesday, we're going to continue our journey through LASSIE. Now, LASSIE is an acronym we use to kind of structure the way we go about sharing Jesus with people in our everyday lives. And the letters of LASSIE stand for Listen, Ask, Seek, Share, Invite, Encourage. Today, we're going to focus in on the first S of the acronym LASSIE, Seek. Seeking is a way of describing what we're doing as we're listening and asking. So it's not really a third step in a process, but something that's going on from the very beginning. In the first place, we should be seeking the Holy Spirit. We should also be seeking a point of contact and seeking an opportunity to speak. So as we're listening, as we're asking questions, as we're furthering that discussion with somebody, we want to be attentive and alert and seeking. A great example of someone who did this is the Apostle Paul. In the book of Acts in the 17th chapter, it talks about how he went into the city of Athens. And there among the Greek people, he was discussing philosophy. But as he went around the city looking around, he was seeking a point of contact. He was trying to find a way where he could begin a discussion with them that would really connect with them. And so it tells us that he went before the Areopagus, and he was talking to all these philosophers, all these people who were really interested in the thinking of the day. And he said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious. For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you." See, Paul was seeking, as he went about the city of Athens, seeking a point of connection, seeking a way to talk to these people about Jesus. And he found it in this altar to an unknown God. And he used that as a starting point of sharing the gospel. We can learn from the Apostle Paul in his example of how he sought out that point of connection with the people of Athens as we go about witnessing to people in our everyday lives, starting with seeking the Holy Spirit. This is really important because the Holy Spirit is the active agent in people coming to faith in Jesus. We can't do it. We have to rely on Him. Now, Martin Luther speaks of this when he says, "You must be reverent and not rely on your own strength. No, you must rely on the words and the promise of Christ in Matthew chapter 10, 19 and 20. It is proper for you to arm yourself well with verses from Scripture when you are to give an answer, but see to it that you do not boast proudly of this. Otherwise, God will surely tear the verse right out of your mouth and memory, even if you have been armed beforehand with all the verses." So we want to know God's word. We want to memorize God's word. We want to be able to speak God's word. But we need to rely not on our ability to present God's word, remember God's word, pull out just the right verse to share with someone. No, we need to rely on the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit who gives us the very words to speak. And that's the promise of Christ that Luther is referring to from Matthew 10. So in verse 19, Jesus tells his disciples, "When they deliver you over, do not be anxious about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." So as witnesses of Jesus, we need to seek the Holy Spirit, the one who will give us the very words to say, who will guide us to that point of connection, who will guide us also in how to say what it is we want to share with people. It also helps to keep in mind the third article of the Apostles' Creed and its explanation in the Small Catechism, where we confess and understand, "I cannot by my own reason or strength come to Jesus Christ my Lord or believe in him." Well, if we confess that we can't do that for ourselves, it should remind us that we can't do it for anybody else either. Instead, we rely on the Holy Spirit, using the means of grace to call, gather, enlighten, sanctify, and keep that whole Christian church on earth, including the people we are witnessing to. So we rely on the Holy Spirit. He's the active agent. So seek him as you go about sharing Jesus with your friends, neighbors, relatives, and loved ones. Well, the second thing we should be seeking as we're listening and asking is a point of contact. Now, a point of contact is the starting place for sharing Jesus with a person. And as we listen and ask, we are going to discover what it is that could be a very good point of contact, a way of talking about Jesus, sharing the gospel. And it may be a longing or a desire that the person expresses in the midst of their conversation with us. It could be a hurt, something that's really troubling them, something that has wounded them, or a complaint, something they feel they have against God that they're voicing to you. It could be a need that is real, a real need because they're hurting, because they're lacking something, because they're without, or it could just be one of those felt needs where they think they need something and they're kind of groping about trying to find a way to fulfill that need and are not even really sure what it is they need. That it's more of a want, more of an emptiness. Or it could be that they've expressed some doubt, doubt in what's been told to them before about God, what they may have believed about God in the past, a doubt about the answers that science and human reason provide to them, or could be an error that they've expressed, something they've said about God that is obviously wrong, that goes against God's word. Any and all of these things are points of contact, and when we listen and we ask, we should be seeking that point of contact. And that point of contact may be addressed either on the basis of God's law or his gospel. So seeking that point of contact also guides us in the starting point of what we're going to share. In Acts chapter 3, Peter and John are going about in the city, and many people were coming to them seeking their help, looking for relief, looking for miracles. And Peter and John pay particular attention to this man who is begging. And it reads, Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." So here we have an example of how Peter understood the point of contact with this beggar. This man had a need, but he actually really didn't express that need, did he? You know, Peter had to assess the situation and realize what the greater need of this man was. The man may have simply been asking for a handout, for some alms, but Peter went beyond that. His point of connection was meeting a real need of this man in the name of Jesus. And so as we seek a point of connection with people that in our lives, they may express all sorts of desires, all sorts of longings, all sorts of needs, some felt, some real, but we have what they truly need. And with Peter, we can say, "What I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." Our third seeking that takes place during witnessing is seeking an opportunity to speak. Once we understand where the starting point is, we want to open up a conversation about Jesus. Now, this is not to say that we need to ask permission or we have to earn the right to speak of Jesus. In reality, you have all the authority you need to speak of Jesus. Remember how the Great Commission begins in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18. Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations." Jesus didn't say, "Well, you know, the authority to speak in my name rests somewhere out there. Go find it and secure it and then make disciples." Or, "I'm not sure where the authority is or whether or not you have the right to speak exists. So go out and ascertain that you have the right to speak and earn that right to speak if you have to, and then go and make disciples of all nations." No, he says, all authority in heaven and earth is his, and he extends that authority to you. In fact, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, we're told that we are Christ's ambassadors. So you are an ambassador of Jesus Christ. You have all the authority that you need to speak of Jesus to the people in your life. You don't need any further permission, and you don't have to earn the right to speak of Jesus. You have that right. You have Jesus' authority. You don't need anything else. But here's the point. In seeking the opportunity to speak, you want to use that authority wisely. You want to use the authority to open doors to sharing the gospel, not slamming them shut. And if we're not wise about how we make use of that authority, we may find that we have missed an opportunity to speak of Jesus. So seek that opportunity. You can be listening and asking and seeking as you engage people in conversation. And the Holy Spirit is there, present and active and working. Rely on Him to guide you to not only what to speak, but how to speak as you seek out those opportunities to share Jesus with people in your life. You are, when you are a witness of Jesus, a seeker. Not a seeker of Jesus because you already belong to Him, but a seeker of the opportunities, a seeker of the means, a seeker of the ways to share Jesus with those who are so lost in blindness they don't even know to seek, who are desperately longing to hear and to have what you already have because Jesus has first sought you and claimed you as His own. And now He calls you to be His witness and to be a seeker of those who are lost, to make disciples of all nations. And using Lassie is one way we can do that. And I hope that as you seek these opportunities to share the gospel with people in your lives, you find great joy in being Jesus' witness.